Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Sunday, April 14th, 2024. So on Tax Day Eve.
Tax Day Eve.
Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And were you fine for it? Or were you fine with it?
I was fine with it. And I hope I won't be fined and that I get my tax in tomorrow.
I don't know if you noticed, they did have 50 across. Submitted with TurboTax was e-file.
Yes.
So I like they sort of built that reminder in.
That's true.
Very handy.
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
They went from the eclipse, just to let people know an eclipse was coming, to letting people know they ought to pay their taxes.
That's right.
This, of course, only being for people who are in U.S. If you're in Canada, it's April 1st, which seems appropriate, and if you're in other parts of the world, I wonder when people pay their taxes.
Maybe they don't.
Did you find this crossword taxing?
I did find it taxing, but I really liked the puzzle. I really liked it a lot. I thought it was a great Sunday puzzle.
I found it very difficult. I've been finding a lot of crosswords difficult lately.
Yeah, this was a challenge. And I went over my time. But part of the time I was dozing. I was doing it late last night. And so I was kind of dozing. But I still like the puzzle a lot.
Yes. Well, it was by John Rip and Jeff Chen.
Oh, okay.
And so when Jeff Chen shows up anywhere in the list of authors, you know it's going to be good.
And usually pretty challenging.
Yes. Yeah, this one, did you have any part that was particularly challenging?
Oh, let me see. I think I ended up again in the upper left corner.
Really? Okay.
Although I did have a little trouble right in the middle.
Like the middle at the top?
Yeah.
Right. That's exactly where I struggled.
Oh,
Because there were a lot of places there where I simply had no idea, so had to sort of improvise. Like, as you might imagine, I don't know how many times we've seen this name in the crossword. One day I maybe will remember it. Hall of Fame QB John Elway.
John Elway.
I had John.
I got that.
I had John Ewing. Trying to figure out who that is.
That was a character in Dallas, right?
Maybe. Did they also play
the Ewing family?
I was thinking it was like
I think J.R. Ewing. I think his real name was John.
I was thinking he was a politician in Illinois or something.
No, I don't think so.
But anyways, I did not remember Elway, even though Elway has probably shown up, I'm not quite sure how many times, but I would imagine it's some large number.
Quite a few.
20 in fact. It has shown up twice this year, today and in January. Showed up in 22, in 2020.
Yeah, I remember it.
Wow, one showed up in 1987. So, clearly this person's been playing for, let me get the math right, 37 years. Maybe they're not playing now.
No, they're not.
But I didn't know that. The one underneath it, target competitor. I see five letters, starts with a K, has to be Kmart.
And it occurs
to me that Kmart doesn't exist anymore.
That's right. It was Kohl's.
Yes. I thought about that, and I did get that.
That's from Wisconsin. You should know that's a Wisconsin store.
Well, where's Kmart from?
I guess it
doesn't really matter because, as you say, they've passed on. Beneath Kohl's, AP style book entry that lost its hyphen in 2011. I'm like, what? And then I noticed it was starting with an E, and somehow I decided it was email.
That's right.
That's quite interesting.
I thought that was very interesting that you no longer put it. Well, since 2011, you haven't had to put the hyphen in email.
Well, that's if you follow the AP style book.
Right.
And then at the bottom of that area, we had the incredibly difficult Bell Blank Cheese.
Oh, Bell Pays.
Yes, that's the one.
No, it wasn't difficult for me.
Apparently not. Let me guess. You had some for supper.
No.
Is that some sort of cheese that comes like in a round or something?
Yep. It's
like
a
in a wheel?
Round.
Okay.
And it's a softer cheese.
I kept thinking there was one that involved a cow or something.
Yeah.
Bell something else.
Well, I think the Bell pastry, I think a cow is in its logo.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was a pretty challenging clue, I thought. Mm-hmm. That was sort of my main trouble spot.
Oh.
But there was a theme, and I eventually got the theme, which helped immensely. Why don't you discuss the theme?
Well, it was complex, but there were a number of down clues that had on them the word either before or after, like two down. It said before, colon, coupon stipulation. And then right below that, 66 down, or was that 56 down?
56 down.
56 down. It says after, colon, tiny amount. Okay, so the two down, the coupon stipulation was limit one. And there were several circled letters in that one and in all of the ones that were labeled before. And if you got the limit one correct there, then the circled letters were the L, the I, the O, and the N. And so that, of course, spells out the word lion. The one below it that says after, tiny amount, the answer to that was might. And if you take a limit one, take the lion out of it, you're left with M-I-T-E or might. So before, you have limit one. If you take the circled letters out, after, you get the answer to the clue right below it.
Yes.
So I thought that was extremely clever.
Mm-hmm.
But then the circled letters spelled out names of animals. We had lion. 36 down was before. Begin operating effectively. And that was get in gear. And the T, I, G, E, and R were circled, so that was tiger. And then if you go right below that, 96 down, after, actress Rollins, and that answer to that was Gina. And so if you take get in gear, take the tiger out, you get the word Gina.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. And the animals were lion, tiger, rhino, whale, coral, manta, and seal. And then if you went to the bottom of the puzzle, 112 across as well as 114 across together, conservation law that celebrated its 50th anniversary in December 2023. And the answer to that was Endangered Species Act.
Mm-hmm.
So that was part of the theme. And then the last part was 104 across that says disappear like the creatures might do, like the circled creatures might do, if not for 112, 114 across. And the answer there was go extinct. So essentially, the before and after was the sort of the idea that if the lion goes extinct, then you're left with the mite. Or if the tiger would go extinct, would go away, then you're left with the answer Gina. If the whale goes away, the answer below that, it was in the answer whack-a-mole. And what you got left was camo. So it was a great puzzle for April because we are approaching Earth Day. And typically April is sort of devoted to the idea of thinking about our Earth and how we can keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that was a great puzzle, great theme. And even the pattern of the black squares, it sort of reminded me of like a tiger print or leopard print or something. So I don't think that was intentional. But just as I looked at it, I thought, oh, okay, it looks like a tiger stripe print. But anyway,
yeah.
That was it.
I think they probably had enough trouble just trying to make this work and not thinking about
it. You know, it was so complex, but so very, very clever.
Yes. It was nice that they had the Go Extinct and the Endangered Species Act at the bottom of the grid, and then all the animals were sort of relegated to the top.
Right.
Because they needed to do that to show the before and after.
That's right.
Had to come below. But I can't imagine how long it took them to do this and come up with all these different, you know, I wonder what other animals they looked at, you know. Sort of isn't there like a dart snail or something?
Well, there's quite a few, I think, that are on the endangered species list. So, but then, you know, I think they've had some successes with that act in actually bringing back populations of animals that they thought might go extinct, but will not now. So hopefully they can keep doing that.
I don't know why. Did we have a crossword clue lately that involved an agency that Nixon had founded?
Yeah, that was in yesterday's DEA.
Okay. Because for some reason I was the Department of DEA?
I don't know what it stands for, but I was thinking it had something to
was
do.
Was it? Or no, it was the EPA.
No, it was the DEA.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what that is.
Because originally at one point I had, oh, you're right. Agency founded by Nixon, DEA,
Drug Enforcement Administration.
Okay. Because for some reason I was thinking about that with 112 across, and I wanted it to be the Environmental Protection Agency.
Oh, uh-huh.
But wasn't even close.
Nope.
And I hallucinated the presence of Nixon in the clues. So, but yes, and I thought the clues were very interesting, a little bit on the challenging side.
There were some fun clues.
Mm-hmm.
I liked 74 across. A bull market it is not, with an exclamation point. And that was China shop.
Yes.
Like a bull in a China shop.
That took me a bit. And that A of China shop ran into 70 down after military pattern was camo.
Right.
That I had no, you know, I thought it was like some way in which people are marching, but nope.
Right.
They also had Brobden Nanigan. Oh, that was awful. Let me try that one more time in slow motion. 72 down.
Oh, 72 down.
Brobdingnagian. Brobdingnagian?
Brobdingnagian.
We're going to have to edit out all of this, I think.
No.
Brobdingnagian. I think it means huge.
It's giant was the answer.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. It's probably why more people say giant than Brobdingnagian.
Yes.
I think I'm getting better at it. Give me about 10 more tries and I'll have it down pat.
Never heard that term, but apparently it means giant.
I wonder if it has anything to do with Lilliputian. You know, that sounds like something that Jonathan Swift would have made up.
Could be.
I would research it, but that would require I spell it. And since I can't even pronounce it, there's no way I'm going to be able to find it.
I thought 100 down, scatterbrained, ditzy. I like that, ditzy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We had one across, first name in 1990s alternative rock, Alanis.
Alanis Morissette.
Right, who I've never really paid any attention to.
She's Canadian.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, speaking of Brobdingnagian, we have 18 across, enormous, which was Titanic.
Yes.
You know, I put that down and it was just like, I can't believe it was either that or it was going to be gigantic, except gigantic wouldn't fit.
That's right. I tried to put gigantic in there, but.
But, and then below that, 22 across, buck in slang was smacker.
Yep.
Yeah, I took me a bit to get that. Took me a bit to get most of this. I think I know where most of my Saturday night and part of my Sunday went. Swamp creature informally, 72 across, was a gator.
Yes.
And
yes. That took me a while.
Let's see. What else did we have here that was interesting? Like some ancient Greek poetry was sapphic. And I had heard of that before, and I was sort of going for it. But again, we had that Bell blank cheese. And then right above that, the psychoanalyst Alfred Adler.
Yeah.
I'm like, who? The only Adler I know is the Adler Planetarium.
It's in Chicago.
It seems weird that they named that after a psychoanalyst, so mm-hmm. I'm presuming it's a different Adler.
Isn't there a character in Sherlock Holmes named Adler?
There's a woman? Irene Adler.
Irene Adler, yes.
I didn't know that she was any relation.
No, but it is a common name, Adler.
Mm. So that is true. Mm-hmm. We had 89 across. We haven't seen this in a while. Mozart's Così fan tutti.
That's right.
Assuming that's how you pronounce that. But again, see my Brobdingnagian. let's see.
I found a 66 across, which was a word I knew, but I had forgotten it. Dirty water inside a ship.
Bilge.
Bilge. Bilge.
Yeah, I got that fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. Alex, as in 57 down, soccer star blank Morgan. Alex Morgan. No idea.
Yep.
I had Mia Hamm, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I might have been able to think of that other woman, Megan Rapinoe, but I did not. And Messi, I would have known. All these soccer people who I'm learning because of the New York Times crossword, I almost have a team.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you know Alex Morgan. No.
Not necessarily. So is that man or woman, do you know?
I have no idea.
Mm, okay, we'll sort of leave that as a bit of a mystery. Mm-hmm. 84 across, mythical bird was a rock, ROC.
Yes,
that was
that.
Yeah, that was sort of helpful. Mm-hmm. Stop on a major tour was an arena, 85 across.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 91 across, conked out was slept.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a little tricky.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know, just lots of places here. something left over from the eclipse crossword, perhaps. 91 down, solar phenomenon was a sunspot.
That's right.
And dishes, 106 across was blabs.
Right.
Although I had sort of an inkling that they were going to be going that way with that. I like the next one, 107 across. Tiny canvas on which to paint, toenail.
Yeah. That is a tiny canvas.
Yes. So, yeah, just lots of, I mean, you know, some sort of old favorites, 28 across. Carpenter's curve cutter was a fret saw.
Right.
I knew it was some sort of a saw. Mm-hmm. That's as far as I got. And meeting places was fora.
Yeah, I had a lot of trouble with that.
That's because they slipped into the official Latin plural.
Mm, that's right. I also had trouble with 46 across, with sickly pallor, wanly.
Right.
Wanly.
Yeah, I wanted it to be paley, but I didn't think that was going to fit.
I put ashy, or
oh.
thinking about, but I wasn't quite sure how to spell that. I put an E in it, A-S-H-E-Y, but it didn't work.
15 down, member of an elite fighting force. I was going for Navy SEALs.
Oh, yes. I thought it was about
actually,
the Navy SEALs.
Navy SEAL would have fitted, but it was U.S. Marine.
That's right.
Country whose national animal is the elephant. So I had it starting with an L, and so I immediately went for Lima, which is, in fact, a city, yeah. not a country. So that was the first strike against
it. In South America.
Also, I was trying to figure out just how many elephants they had in South America. I don't know if you're
I don't know if
you're familiar with the great elephant migration of the year 46. Actually, it was the years 46 through 55. They are very slow walkers.
But
it turned out to be Laos.
Was there a land bridge to South America from Asia?
Yes, indeed there was. Little known fact. Archaeologists will, and possibly geographers will back me up on this.
Okay.
The really bad ones, the ones that have real degrees from real universities, will just tell me to go away.
Mm-hmm.
118 across, new blank was New Yorker.
Yes.
It's just like, well, okay, that was too easy.
Right.
I mean, you are in the New York Times, so. Mm-hmm. And then they had painter Mondrian, Piet Mondrian.
Piet Mondrian, yes.
Not heard that for a bit.
One. I didn't get 40 across right away. App used to track fertility. Mira.
Yes.
Mira.
I've never heard of that before.
Me either.
But it did cross with 40 down before December temp worker was Mall Santa.
Right.
I put in Mall Santa right away and then started to have doubts because there were quite a few places there I was unsure of. Like 76 across, Bond, James Bond, e.g., intro.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be motto.
Oh.
Because I had it ending in O, 65 down, Broadway Letters of Success, SRO.
Right.
So, but I guess it didn't make sense as a motto. It made more sense as an intro.
Yes. Not a lot of people have a motto. So.
I have a motto.
Oh, you do?
Never give up the crossword at night. Never surrender at night. Maybe in the morning, but, and listeners, this is my own personal credo here. It's just don't give up at night because you don't know at night what you won't know in the morning or will know in the morning. Yeah. I'll eventually get that figured out. We need to do more editing here, no doubt. All right. Well, I think we've covered most of the grid here. There's a lot of grid.
It was.
And like I said, this took me a long time. So I'm hoping Monday is going to be a little shorter.
I would certainly hope so, yes.
We will find out shortly. And so thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yes.
Thanks for helping make this one of the most popular podcasts about the New York Times crossword to come out of Northeast Wisconsin.
Yep.
And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.